This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Hope you're having a great day out there. We really do appreciate you joining us, spending part of your day with us here on the Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist for Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com. Available by calling 366-8366. Once again, that phone number is 366-8366. My name is Chris Vaughn. Today on the show, many CDs are maturing this month, and you have actually a really small window to decide what to do next. We're going to talk about that and how we can help if you're worried about your Social Security benefits getting cut down the road. All this and more. But first, the Federal Reserve has sent a message. It intends to keep interest rates higher for longer. Normally, that doesn't bode well for most bonds. But hang on, there are higher quality bonds that are getting above 5% and some that carry a little extra risk. They're fetching 7 to 10%. So bonds have not really been favorable for the past couple of years. After a two-year slide, are bonds coming back, John?
Well, look, I mean, there's a time and a place for them. There's, you know, we haven't been in the last couple of years because of looking at that the numbers, the metrics, it just didn't make sense. Now, ideally, you know, that's where most people would build this, you know, 60-40 portfolio. And we saw what happened last year, even the year before that, with the slide of the valuation of bonds because of interest rate hikes. So we just have to look at what's appropriate for the time period, but also what other strategies are out there that we can, you know, use. You know, there's a lot of principal protected bank strategies that we use that pay a higher yield than 5 and 7%. So what we do is we have to look at what can we do to basically, it's like a twofold. We want to make sure that we're taking care of principal, but we are, you know, getting an adequate cash flow for the vehicle that we're using. But the other thing we have to add on is liquidity. So we have to look at, you know, is there an issue with liquidity depending on which type of investment that you use. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, using that money for the right purpose, for the right time period. You know, we don't have all our eggs in one basket. And we see people, you know, do that a lot, or they're married too much to a certain stock and maybe it was getting a certain dividend, but there's other vehicles out there that you can get that are a better income generation tool. So ideally, that's what we want to focus on is, you know, what are the things out there that most people don't even know about that we have access to through our you know, great network of opportunities that we can, you know, bring people to. And then on top of that, laying the tax strategy above it. And that's the thing, you know, we had that's the big thing that we have to look at. We had a gentleman that came in. He had a very sizable settlement several years ago and stuck his money in a in an annuity to get, you know, to get income from. And he was just taking money out. And so, but, you know, he was never explained on why his taxes were so high. Now, think about it this way. Everybody's in a different situation. But in his case, he was 47, I think, years old when he got the settlement. And like I said, it was a seven-figure settlement. And so that the person that he met with had got him to put all that money outside of, you know, him buying a house into an annuity, and that was going to get a, you know, projected rate of return, and then he would pull money off of it each and every year. But the thing is that he didn't know about, and probably that advisor didn't know about, is how that dollar was going to get taxed. Now, keep in mind, he's under 59 and a half. Now, this is after-tax money inside of a non-qualified annuity. So he was getting tax deferral treatment on the gains, but whenever he pulled it out, it was treated as LIFO, last in, first out, and taxed at the ordinary income tax rate. But since it was a non-qualified annuity and he was under 59 and a half, the IRS goes ahead and slaps on another 10% pre-withdrawal penalty. Well, it's not an IRA, but no, it's still, it has tax deferred treatment. So the government says, hey, you got to pay an extra tax. So for him pulling out, let's say $50,000 a year, he was paying $13,000+ a year just in taxes. Well, if let's say if he would have taken that same seven-figure number, invested it in some capital appreciation focused with low volatility, that's kind of a mix if you can get them, but bottom line, ETFs. And so instead of focusing on getting dividends, you're just getting capital appreciation, and then you liquidate over time, realizing long-term capital gains. He could have received right over $60,000 a year long-term capital gains and paid zero federal taxes. So, you know, we have to look at the tax impact of our income. We got to look at, you know, all the different impacts of what we're using. You know, people think, okay, well, I'm going to go bonds because I was told bonds are safe. Well, But if you don't understand the metrics of what's going on with the government and that relationship between interest rates and prices of bonds and thinking that you're going to be safe, and we saw last year where there's some people that lost 15, 14, 16, 17% in bonds last year alone. You're thinking it's supposed to be conservative. It's made for retirees. I mean, my dad was complaining one day about it, and I'm like, look, I told you this. I mean, it doesn't make – yeah, that you're losing money, but this is why. Just don't assume because, well, I'm retired. I'm not supposed to lose money. But you're the one that put it in bonds, not me. You know, but you got to think about these things. But bottom line is, you know, are they coming back? Okay, there's a time and a place for them, but we have to look at what's appropriate for you. Look at appropriate, you know, what's appropriate in your tax strategy. Look, it's appropriate from a time period, or, you know, from an income generation tool to supplement your social. You know, where do they fit in if they fit in? And that's the key thing is we gotta do an assessment. We have to run analysis on what you have and figure out, okay, what's the best scenario for you or you and your spouse.
You know, after the rocky year or years that the bonds have had, people are looking at these interest rates and they're thinking, oh, they could be favorable. But it's kind of akin to if you see a shark at the beach and the fin disappears, just because the fin disappears doesn't mean it's safe to necessarily get back in there. Having a proper plan in place, maybe be exploring other options, maybe other things where interest rates can work in your favor that provide, you know, returns of the same caliber. It really just comes back to understanding the relationship and how it's all going to work, especially when taxes come into play, as John has pointed out there. You know, not understanding that could be extremely costly. Sitting down and speaking with a professional like John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist, and the entire team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management can really go a long way to helping you understand the relationship as far as income goes in your retirement. And it all starts with that phone call. 366-8366 is the phone number. Once again, that's 366-8366 or online, MatthewJames.com. And if you're still debating over whether or not to hire a financial advisor, we recently had a chance to sit down with William Getzman, a finance professor at Yale University. Here's what he said.
Having an advisor that can help you understand what just happened in the market and also think through or show you examples of what happens if we have another hyperinflation like the 1980s, you know, what would your portfolio do? That is really helpful because most people are not finance professors that can talk about equity premiums and so forth. Most people are just trying to understand in practical terms how best to plan given these financial tools that they don't use every day.
John, what are some of the reasons you can give the listeners out there to come in and see you and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management for that first visit?
Well, the thing is just to see if there's any, you know, any areas of vulnerability that they may have and maybe point out some things that maybe they weren't aware of. And that's the thing is we're looking at things and we're seeing things that most people don't focus on. And so having a holistic point of view, having the knowledge and the CPA in the office and the tax attorneys, you know, in a you know, arm's length reach to put together that ultimate strategy, whether you're a business owner looking at how can I reduce my tax exposure, or you are a retiree trying to cut your tax exposure, or maybe you're a W-2 employee trying to figure, okay, what's the best way to do it? Ideally, what we have to do is make sure that you have the trifecta in place where, you know, you're protecting your assets, you're, you know, creating a tax strategy, and you're using the right investment or right wealth management strategies that are available. So ideally, what we're doing is looking at everything, seeing, okay, if there's any areas of vulnerability, figuring out what your needs and wants are, and then putting together a solution. So I you know, the thing that we focus on the most is looking at it from a tax point of view, because we want to make sure you're making the right decisions on where to place your dollar, because not every dollar is taxed the same. That we have so many people that come in that are unaware of how a particular dollar gets taxed depending on what type of investment you put it in. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is avoid putting good dollars in bad vehicles, because that creates a problem for the long term. And so we want to make sure that we're addressing that. And then from there, making sure you have purpose with your money and what you're going to be using it for, you know, making sure that you have adequate money for, not just to cover food, but healthcare expenses in the future. You know, a lot of people worry about running out of money. So we got to make sure that you're not taking significant losses or taking too much risk while you're taking money out of your account. So it's about having a tax efficient withdrawal strategy, but also a risk efficient withdrawal strategy as well. So, you know, these are the things that we have to look at, and we want to make sure people are aware of maybe what they're exposed to and how to fix it if they need to.
Because the goal in retirement is, you know, to retire once and then, you know, not have to unretire. If you choose to go back into the workforce for, you know, social reasons or you know, if you make that decision on your own, that is one thing. But the plan typically is to retire once and be done with it. Why not let the team at Matthew James Tax Wealth Management use their years and years of experience and helping, you know, people in the Acadiana region retire and stay retired? Let them use that experience towards you and help you out to make sure that that is achievable. It all starts with that phone call, 366-8366. Come in and visit with the team. You can also find out more about them online on the website, matthewjames.com. You can also schedule a time to speak with them as well. Again, that website, matthewjames.com. The S&P 500 closed September around 4,400. The S&P 500 closed in July of 2021, close to the very same number, just over 4,400. That means that essentially, John, we've had no growth for 2 years. Wealth manager Jason Katz sat down with Stuart Varney on Fox Business to talk about the Fed in the future.
The Fed has a last mile problem. The low-hanging fruit has been plucked. I think the market can deal with 3% inflation. Investors can. The Fed can't. They have so much mud on their face from the transitory nonsense that they're hell-bent. They're not going to move the target to 3%. They're going to keep it at 2%. And as a result of that, I think that is a bit of a wet blanket on equities.
Sounds to me like you're forecasting not a dead decade, but a dead year where the market really doesn't go anywhere.
Now, if you're planning for retirement in that retirement red zone, getting ready to or maybe just retired, you can't afford to let your money sit still and stagnant for 3 years. So where is the yield right now in this environment?
Yeah, I mean, the ideal thing to do is to be able to pivot in directions where you can get, you know, more, you know, principal growth, ideally. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are A-OK with putting their money in CDs or CD alternatives. You know, insured index strategies. There's different things that could be done that, you know, anytime you have like the potential lost decade is, okay, how do we get gains? And then when it's time to take advantage of the growth, you know, ideally to be there. But the other thing to do is have a tactical strategy. And so, you know, we have access to different types of models that function different ways that give people opportunities to take advantage of the downside by being in cash or a cash alternative that's getting some growth. And then, but when it's time to take advantage of the market upside, ideally it's using a methodical way of understanding when it's appropriate to hold a position, when it's time to sell, and when it's right pricing to buy. So, you know, we can look at the best opportunity available. And it all depends on someone's risk tolerance and what they want to focus on. Now, if, you know, someone's, you know, trying to draw income, then we have to, you know, solve for that as well. But ideally, it's all about the big picture and making sure you have the correct amount of assets in the appropriate types of accounts.
You know, you touched on something there that I think that's pretty important there, John. If you are, like I said, in that retirement red zone and the market is flat, it's not great. But if you are actually newly retired and you are withdrawing that money, it's not the money sitting still. It's the money depleting because that's obviously where you're drawing from. So having a strategy, figuring out, you know, where to put it. Because here's the thing. I said the S&P 500 is been pretty flat, but that doesn't mean that across the board, all 500 of those stocks are performing the same. As we've said countless times on the show, there are about seven stocks right now that are kind of holding the entire thing afloat right now. So figuring out where to invest, being tactical about it, being smart about it, and then being nimble. If something is not working properly, you know, being able to pivot and make those transitions, finding the right blend is something that, going back to what we were saying earlier, is I dare say that the person who has spent 20, 30 years working, doing whatever else, is not necessarily well-versed in doing. So again, there's a lot of benefit to turning to the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It's right there in the name, Wealth Management, making sure that you know, you have a proper strategy in place. It all starts with that phone call, 366-8366. Do annuities have an awareness problem? There was a recent study that found that more than half of consumers are actually uncertain about annuities, but when they were presented, you know, it's income rather than an investment, people maybe changed their tune. John, let's talk about this. How do you frame annuities with clients that may be coming with questions about it?
Yeah, so we got to figure out, okay, why did you invest it and you know, put money in one? What was the, you know, what was the thought process? What were you told? what is your expectation? And so we have to, you know, go from that angle and figure out, okay, what was the reasoning? And we see, you know, people come in with different versions, different types. You know, when it comes down to the variable annuity structure, whether it's an IRA or not, it's we have to look at, okay, what was the justification for paying these added fees? And number one, do you even know that you're paying all these fees? Yeah. So we do a fee assessment from there. We want to look at, okay, how much you're paying. There's a mortality expense charge if you're dealing with a variable annuity. More than likely, you were sold an income rider to get guaranteed income, and that's an added expense, typically around 1% or more. And then we have, you know, an advanced death benefit rider and even other things too. I mean, we've seen them as high as 7%. I mean, that's a crazy high, very, very expensive variable annuity. They're out there, but typically we see 3.5, 3.25 is typically the ballpark of what we normally see. And so your money's being invested. Okay, well, you can pay a financial advisor less than half of that, 3.5%, to manage money. It's in an annuity contract, okay, but you have no income rider. Well, then what? We don't know what's the point of doing that. Now, if you're dealing with non-qualified, you might want the tax-deferred status. But then, okay, let's look at how your gains are going to get taxed. So we had this guy that came in a couple years ago. He's a physician oncologist, makes, you know, north of $600K a year. So it's pretty good. But he's also in the 37% federal tax bracket. And the other thing is, you know, whenever you're having investments, whether it's qualified, non-qualified, we've got to look at how those dollars get taxed. And, you know, what's the advantages and disadvantages of different investment plans. So in his case, he, you know, years prior to coming to us, he had at the time about $4.5 million worth of mutual funds. And so, but he was complaining because every year those mutual funds were spitting off short-term and long-term capital gains, even though he wasn't withdrawing money from them because they have phantom gains. Internally, the mutual fund manager buys and sells positions, or whenever there's a redemption request, people need money, then they sell shares within their of stock and bonds and commodities, whatever is made up inside the mutual fund, to free up cash to send money to whoever the mutual fund owner is for that individual. So what happens is he was receiving short-term and long-term capital gains treatment on money he was not taking out, and he was paying anywhere from 90 to 130 grand a year just in federal taxes on the phantom gains of money he did not take out, because he was paying a 37% tax rate plus a 3.8 net investment income tax because he was making over 250 a year. So then you have to add state, which is another 4.25. So that gets pretty pricey in that scenario. So he was complaining about it, and his at the time financial advisor said, "Look, I got a way we can solve this. We can take this $4.5 million and we can move it over to a non-qualified variable annuity, and you get tax deferred treatment. So you don't have to worry about paying 90 to 130 grand a year in taxes on the inner growth or rebalancing of these mutual funds, and you can just let it appreciate in value because you don't need the money right now." He said, "All right, well, sign me up." Well, then he comes to meet us. We're looking at it, trying to get a history of, you know, basically what happened. He was explaining that to us. I'm like, "Well, look, I understand that you were trying to get away from taxes, but they went from bad to worse in from a tax standpoint, because even though you got tax deferred status, here's the negative. The growth that you had, that $4.5 million, has now grown to $10 million. Okay, look, that's a good number. But now you have $5.5 million of gains that are not going to get long-term capital gain treatment. They're not even going to get a step up in basis if you pass away when that money goes to your children. That money's going to be taxed at the ordinary income tax rate, and it has to be withdrawn in 5 years. So that's a lot of money in taxes you're going to owe if you want to take this money out, or your children are going to owe in taxes whenever they inherit it. So instead, that financial advisor could have bought individual stocks or ETFs, and you would have had so much tax efficiency instead of going from, you know, bad to worse, from a mutual fund to a variable annuity. So we have to look at the mechanics of, you know, how the tax code's written and where to place a dollar to be more tax efficient. We see this a lot, and most people aren't aware of it. He was very furious about it, not with me, but I mean, I'm just the messenger in that case. And, you know, so we help build a plan to how to dissolve that and how to do things with estate planning and being very creative you know, to lowering that tax liability. So there's a lot of people in different situations, and we have to look at what is appropriate for them and what's the best vehicle of choice. Now, in some cases, you know, people want to use annuities as a bond alternative, which makes sense because in this interest rate environment, the caps on the S&P growth of an annuity is pretty attractive. The participation rate is pretty attractive. The fixed accounts are pretty attractive. And then you can use that in your maybe your soon bucket to supplement Social Security, where you're just taking withdrawals, you know, each year of that account, where you're knowing you're not taking really any risk at all in that case, or maybe significant risk in a blended portfolio, and then you can have other money appropriated for capital appreciation, and then you have other money that you could be using for emergency funds and planned expenses. So ideally, it's all about having purpose, where to put the money, you know, what type of vehicle are out there. But you can use a stripped down fixed index annuity now in this time period because the rates are great. The participation rates and the cap rates on the S&P are very attractive for what you're using it for. But it's all about having purpose. Maybe that's not the right the vehicle for you, and there's other things that are out there. But ideally, it's having a good understanding of what could be used. But it's amazing how many people are selling or offering annuities to people and focusing on guaranteed income and mm-hmm. some other things when they don't even need it. They don't even need to pay the added fees for this. They can just have a stripped down index version and the principal's preserved. So it's like a supercharged CD with a lot of flexibility of other allocations other than the fixed percentage the banks can offer you.
There's a time and a place for annuities in a retirement account, in an investment account. But I think what a lot of the salespeople out there are pitching them for is what John is saying here is not necessarily the time or the place. You know, finding the ins and outs, finding what could work best for you, because ultimately you want to make sure that you've got that accessibility. You know, you're paying as little as possible, you're giving up as little as possible, and if you know the income portion of it is what is it of interest to you, you know, maybe exploring the other options, seeing what else there is that could work for you. It's a conversation I think certainly worth having, seeing what's going to be the best strategy for you going forward into your retirement. That is what Matthew James Tax Wealth Management is here for, to get started, to see how your retirement plan can all come together and the ins and outs and the moving parts that are going to go in it. 366-8366 is that phone number. That's 366-8366. You can also go online to the website, MatthewJames.com. This is the Retirement Roo here on KPL 96.5. Are you too focused on money in retirement rather than enjoyment? We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Why are you still working when you could be retired and enjoying life? That is the question an attorney is posing. He calls himself Beach Lawyer Paul on TikTok.
One of my best friends died a couple days ago, and he kept working at a job he hated because he wanted his pension to be a little bit higher when he retired. He planned to go to Italy with his wife. Now his wife is grieving the death of her husband. What in the hell is wrong with people who keep working as if they're going to get some big reward, and then you're too late to go away because you're sick, you can't walk, your vision is no good? Just don't work for money if you don't like your job. Life is too short. What a sad thing to do, to work and work and work, and at the end have nothing.
John, have you had clients that have felt like they had to keep working until you put pen to paper and actually show them they could comfortably walk away from the job and actually retire and enjoy it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He is 100% accurate. We come across this a lot where people are trying to, you know, get a higher pension value or have a little bit more saved, or basically they're getting thrown a lot of money to stay at their job and they don't need it. But the thing is their age is getting, you know, on the higher side, and the you don't know. Tomorrow obviously is never promised. We don't know if the turnip truck is going to hit us or we're going to come down with an illness. There's so many people that we all know that passed away because of, you know, COVID or whatever in that time period that we knew that shouldn't have happened. And so ideally, you know, there's an issue that where a lot of people are staying to work longer and they don't need to. And they're missing out on opportunities because, like he said, life is short. It's way too short. And so we want to make sure people are taking advantage of every opportunity they can. I mean, we have 4 clients that passed away recently, and they just retired, and they were working later to try to save more money. We told a lot of them, look, you don't need to continue to do this. You have the financial means. You have everything set up in place. You know, yeah, they are throwing good money at you, but at the same time, what are you trading off? You're trading off opportunity to spend time with your spouse, spend time with your kids, enjoy other hobbies or time that you want to give to your church or charity. in trade-off for a paycheck. And so, you know, look, some people love working, and I don't disrespect them for doing that. I mean, look, I'm a workaholic too, but ideally, look, hey, at some point in time, I'm gonna shut it down as well, but I'm gonna go enjoy myself. I don't want to be stuck and married to the job at all. Now, look, some people have to, and I understand that, but people that don't have to, take advantage of the opportunity. Go enjoy yourself. Go spend your not, I mean, obviously not blow your money, but, you know, yeah. Go travel, go do the things that you want to do. Cause I mean, look, we know people that, you know, they retired on in January and they were gone in March, gone, not even around anymore. And so they had all these plans, or maybe we have another one that they're still here. The husband is extremely ill and the wife is, she's trying to, you know, fight her way through cancer for the second time. But the thing is like you have all these plans to do all these different things, and that gets derailed because of either sickness or death. And so ideally, it's if you're young enough and are healthy enough for sure, and then have adequate money, take advantage of it and go enjoy the rest of your life. Or so you still have that, you know, that little itch you're scratching. You make some money, but you're not tied down. I mean, we got people that are, you know, working 8 days a month and making pretty good money, and you know, they, the rest of the time they travel. Great. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
You know, we talk about potential a lot, written, you know, Social Security. We're going to talk about Social Security more in a couple minutes here, but, you know, that break-even point and the potential of working X number of years longer just to, you know, in the case of what Beach Lawyer Paul said, just make his pension grow, you know, a little bit versus, you know, that time where you could be enjoying your retirement, spending more time with the grandkids, traveling, whatever you've been dreaming about. It is something I think you need to take into account as you're getting ready to approach retirement and figure out, you know, maybe I do go ahead and retire a little earlier. Maybe I do a phased retirement, or as John pointed out, you know, do consulting on the side. Whatever it is, you know, putting a plan in place ahead of time before you punch out for the last time, you know, prior to 6 months, you know, go ahead and starting that conversation now to kind of see what the next couple of years are going to look like for you. If you know, retirement is in your 10-year horizon, maybe you find out that you can actually retire a little earlier. Maybe you find out, you know, figuring out other ways to make it all work. But there's no time like the present, literally, to start developing that plan and sitting down and figuring out what the next couple of years are going to look like for you as you get ready to enter into retirement. 366-8366 is how you have that conversation with Acadiana's retirement strategist, with John and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. That's 366-8366. Social Security, obviously a factor in people's retirement. And according to a new survey from Transamerica, 72% of Americans worry that, well, Social Security is not going to be there when they retire. Now, on average, Social Security makes up about 40% of retirement income, but for many retirees, well, it is actually their only source of income. If clients have concerns about the health of Social Security, John, what are you telling them? How can you help?
Well, look, we have to look at what's their scenario, what's their situation. If they're 100% dependent on it, then they should take it as soon as possible. Now, obviously, that's depending on their situation. You know, if you're married, if you're single, if you're still working, but if you do have other supplemental income sources, whether it's a rental property or you're taking money out of an IRA, 401k, SEP Simple, maybe you have Roth, you know, or maybe you can realize long-term capital gains, or you're getting dividends from a non-qualified account. So we have to take and factor a lot of things, you know, your health, you know, your marital status, other assets, and to make a decision on what is best for you. Some people, look, I want to take it at 62. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And look, if you think you're going to pass away before 83, take it early. Take it at 62. If you think you're going to live beyond 83, wait till full retirement age. You'll get more money if you go that route. So we just have to look at what is appropriate for you, what is the best mathematical decision to make. Look, our government is in a strain, and you know, it makes people very nervous because, you know, we have so many people, including myself and even you, Chris, and, you know, all the listeners out there that have paid into Social Security. Mm-hmm. We definitely want our money back.
Sure.
You know, over time, we want to get a paycheck, and that's something that's a foundation of retirement, is a guaranteed source of income for a lot of people. I mean, you paid into it, you have to get it back. Now, I'm 42. As of recently, but the thing is, I would think I have to look at it as lanyap. Am I expecting to get a full benefit like a current retiree is getting? No. I don't want to expect it. I want to see it happen because I paid into it for all these years so far, and I still got more years of working that I'm paying into it. But ideally, it's like I got to make sure that I have other assets that are going to give me the income and not just relying on that as a source. Now, granted, everybody that's retired, you know, you owed or soon to be retired, you're owed that benefit. I mean, you've paid into it. You should get it. And now I know there's some provisions with, let's say, with the state of Louisiana and other states. If you're a state employee where the Louisiana windfall provision comes through and basically lowers the amount of Social Security that you're going to receive, I mean, that's not fair because you paid into two systems and they're saying because you're getting income from both, we're going to reduce the social. I mean, that's not right, but that's the law right now. And, you know, there's a lot of politicians talking about getting rid of it, but they haven't done it yet. I don't know, you know, what's taking them so long, but ideally this affects a lot of Americans, especially people that go from being married to single when you're expecting to get the Social Security income. And let's say the spouse had a state job, that surviving spouse, their income drops significantly. And sometimes they're forced to go back to work depending on if they had other outside assets that they can draw off of.
You know, the question of Social Security, and I think with the recent threat of a government shutdown, we've seen the government, they like to kick things down the can or kick the can down the road for a while. And so, you know, the solvency of Social Security, 2033 is what they're saying right now. I don't necessarily think we're going to have a resolution in the next year or two, but it is something to certainly take a look at. And it still exists. You know, we don't want to say that it is going to cease to exist at any point, but there could be changes down the line. But for right now, we want to go ahead and figure out the right plan. Claiming as soon as possible at 62 and giving yourself that permanent reduction of benefits may not necessarily be the right thing. But at the same time, you may also need that income. There's hundreds upon hundreds of ways to claim Social Security. Finding the right choice is a difficult thing. And once again, I have to say, the people at the Social Security office, that is not what they're there for. They're there to help you process the paperwork and send you on your way. But you want to go ahead and do your homework ahead of time and figure out when it's going to be the right time for you, how it's all going to factor into your retirement plan. But that comes back to having that plan. That is what John Blanchard and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they help you with. They help you create that plan to get started, figure out how it all works together. 366-8366 or online, MatthewJames.com. And as always, want to thank you for joining us here on The Retirement Roo with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Hope the lovely weather we've had continues. John, as always, appreciate you taking the time. And as we wrap up here, I want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, look, man, I enjoyed the show. I think we went over a lot of good tips, strategies, explaining some tools that are out there that people can use. But it's all about building a plan, being comfortable, retiring happy, enjoying yourself, and understanding how different investments work and how the tax code works as well. And look, if you have any questions, please feel free to call our office. And look, we appreciate, you know, each and every person that listens to our show, whether it's the first time you're hearing us this weekend or you've been listening for the last 5 years. Be sure to tune again next week right here on KPL 96.5 News Talk.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, license number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.